This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our home away from home on the program this week is about 8 or 10 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles, a bureau that our wealth and poverty team set up in a neighborhood called Highland Park this past summer. They're doing a long-term project on the economics of gentrification, the changes that happen when a poor or a working-class neighborhood suddenly finds a lot of money moving in. Because here's the deal. People move into or out of places for a whole lot of different reasons. But for investors, changing neighborhoods, gentrification, is a business. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has that part of this story.
There's a familiar storyline you hear in lots of gentrifying neighborhoods about how all the change got started. And at some point, it usually involves a cute little cafe. In Highland Park, it's Café de Leche. In a neighborhood once known for auto body shops, taco stands, and check cashing stores, Café de Leche opened in 2008 and started selling $4 coffee drinks. Exposed brick walls, big beautiful windows, it's become a favorite hangout for laptop-toting newcomers to the neighborhood. And a favorite target for disgruntled old-timers, says Yolanda Nogueira. She's the café's landlord.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, say it. I will bleep it.
Okay, it says, "F*** you hipsters."
Bleep You Hipsters 130 is the name of a Wi-Fi network that shows up in the cafe, set up by some angry anonymous neighbor. People have also tagged the cafe with the word gentrifier and posted a symbolic eviction notice to its door.
I don't know. It's just embarrassing and not good.
Matt and Anja Shodorf, the owners of Café de Leche, they say they completely get why some Highland Parkers might feel uncomfortable with how fast the neighborhood is changing. But the idea that their little café started it all?
It's hard to emphasize enough that we just opened a coffee shop, you know? Like, there was no master plan. It was just two people trying to make a living.
But even though Matt and Anja had no master plan to change the neighborhood, their cafe played a central role in someone else's plan, a 54-year-old professional house flipper named Steve Jones. He doesn't live here, but he's well known as the hipster flipper of Highland Park.
When I first started doing work here in this area, the only thing that really was around was Café de Leche. And I said to those guys, I said, listen, you cannot go out of business. If you got a business, I'm screwed.
To understand why Steve needed Café de Leche so bad, you need to understand a little more about Steve's business. Think of him as a major gear in the machine that drives gentrification. During the housing crash, Steve started a home flipping business that has bought, rehabbed, and sold more than 50 houses in this neighborhood, mostly foreclosures, which in a working class place like Highland Park were easy to find.
Where most people would see some sort of urban blight or decay, I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these homes I can do. I saw opportunity.
Opportunity to make a lot of money. Steve finds an investor for each house and pools money with them to buy, gut, and renovate the place with lots of modern Dwell magazine-style touches, candy-colored doors, horizontal slat fences. Then he sells each house at a nice profit.
It's this house up here on the left.
Steve took me to a three-bedroom, three-bath he did on a little hillside. The style is reimagined Spanish. Red tile roof, mint green door, marble countertops, vintage sconces.
This was one of those homes when I purchased it, it was sad. It had sort of a rough life, you could tell.
Steve bought it for $280,000, put another $140,000 into the rehab, and a few months later,
we sold it for $530,000.
That's more than a $100,000 profit in 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
But to sell houses for those kinds of prices, Steve needed people who could afford to pay that much. People already living in Highland Park, for the most part, could not. Steve needed to draw wealthier people from other areas, and he worried that urban blight and decay that he saw as an opportunity.
It might be a little bit of a shock to some people. And so one of the things for us was to show this home buyer, look it, you can live in this neighborhood.
And that is where Café de Leche fit in.
Because one of the first things that, you know, home buyers look for is like, where do I get my dry cleaning? Where do I go to get my groceries? Where do I get my coffee? And at least I could say, for the coffee, you go there.
Steve calls the cafe a tiny little seed of transformation, something he could point to and say, look, this neighborhood is changing. He needed to convince potential homebuyers of this, yes, but just as important, he needed to convince the people who were giving him money to flip these homes.
OPM. Do you know what OPM is?
No.
OPM stands for other people's money. That's a lot of what I do.
Here's one of those other people.
My name is Greg Solomon. I am a retail consultant, and I also invest in real estate.
Investors like Greg Solomon are yet another gear in the gentrification machine. Greg and Steve met when they both worked at Quiksilver, the surf company. Steve was a VP there. Greg was a senior VP. Greg lives in a wealthy suburb of L.A., and like a lot of investors who've been betting on low-income neighborhoods, until recently, Greg had never actually been to Highland Park.
Driving through to go somewhere else, maybe, but I had not spent much time there.
Greg says the first time he really did spend time in the neighborhood to check out a property Steve wanted to show him, he came prepared.
I specifically drove my truck, and not our nicer car, just it was definitely a place I have to admit that I would not have gone to at night. I wouldn't have felt comfortable really driving to it at night.
This discomfort that Greg felt, this perception that Highland Park was a place to avoid, is strangely at the exact heart of what makes buying property here a potentially very lucrative investment. Or, as another real estate guy who works in Highland Park puts it,
up and coming never looks like up and coming. It looks like a bad neighborhood, you know?
Matt Manor used to buy and sell houses for Steve Jones in Highland Park until he started a flipping company of his own. He says it's basic economics. The nicer a neighborhood, the more expensive the properties. So if you invest in a nice neighborhood,
the less return you get, right?
In a rundown neighborhood where properties are cheaper, you can buy low, and if the gentrification machine is warming up, eventually sell high. It's a riskier investment, but one with potential for big reward. Here's Steve Jones again.
All these people out there that have so much money, it's sitting in some stupid money market account making, you know, 2% or 3% or whatever their horrible rates are right now. And so for me, I have to present to these people, like, look it, here's an opportunity for you. I can make you X percent on your money. And I have made these people a lot of money.
Steve's investor, Greg Solomon, says he put about $1 million over the last few years into Highland Park. And if you had to give a ballpark percentage in terms of return on investment?
I would say I probably made 35 to 40% of my money. So, you know, you can't complain about that.
At least an investor like Greg can't complain. But of course, the whole chain reaction of gentrification has on one end investors like Greg Solomon, and on the other end...
You want to see my garden? I'm Martinez, so Martinez Garden.
People like Andres Martinez and his family. They live in a house with a beautiful garden on a street surrounded by houses that have been bought and sold by flippers like Steve Jones and much bigger companies funded by private equity or foreign money. Some of the Martinez's neighbors lost their homes to foreclosure. Others decided to sell and cash out on rising property values. Jackie Martinez, Andres's daughter, says real estate agents and investors are constantly approaching them about their house.
Calling or sending, you know, flyers. We've had countless people come say, oh, we'll buy the property. And it's like, no, like it's home, you know?
Even if it's a home that sometimes Jackie barely recognizes.
You don't see as many, you know, the things you used to see, like the carnicerias, the markets, and the people out, you know, selling tamales and everything, like that more neighborhood feel.
But that old neighborhood feel is going to disappear if real estate investors are going to keep making big profits in Highland Park. The logic goes that carnicerias, Mexican markets, and tamale vendors on their own just won't draw enough people who can afford to buy a beautifully rehabbed Steve Jones home. For that matter, Café de Leche won't draw enough people on its own either.
Hello, briefly. Hi, my name's Steve Jones, and thanks for everyone for coming.
Which is why Steve Jones, the hipster flipper, and his real estate agent have started hosting wine and cheese mixers for some of Highland Park's new shops, what he calls like-minded businesses. It's part marketing event, part support group.
I wanted to give people an opportunity to sort of socialize and to be able to connect and really, like, let other business owners know that, like, we're sort of in this together.
Steve starts off the events by asking people to go around the room and introduce themselves.
You can say your name, you can say what your business is.
I'm Jen, and I literally signed a lease at Avenue 55 and Figueroa for a bookshop today. Literally.
No Mexican butchers or tamale vendors, but there's the new bookstore owner, a hip hair salon.
Charles Wren, The Hive Los Angeles, we just opened on New York.
Also a wine boutique and farm-to-table dining.
We'll be opening up a restaurant, pizzeria, coffee shop.
Because it might just take one cute cafe to flip a few dozen houses, but it's going to take a group effort to flip a whole neighborhood. More on that tomorrow. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
There is also more from our project on gentrification later on in this broadcast and online at yorkandfig.com. Pictures, videos, a blog, and all the reporting from our Wealth and Poverty crew. We want to hear from you as well, by the way. Tell us what gentrification looks like where you live. Take a picture, tag it, gentrification is, put it up on Instagram, and we'll grab it and put it on our website.